The monitoring program was established after a toxic chemical known as C8 was found in community water supplies near the DuPont Washington Works plant just south of Parkersburg. A member of the group's advisory committee, retired physician Dr. Paul Brooks, authored the letter.
So our concern is that the medical panel, you know, they should be made aware that individuals that were exposed are not, you know, getting what they were, you know, supposed to get.
The letter cites issues with the monitoring program's administration, such as inadequate publicity, high fees paid to the administrator, and low payout to community members.
Our only desire in this thing is to make sure that people can get their monitoring like they're supposed to. That's basically it.
Over $200 million is set aside for community members. 10 years after DuPont agreed in a settlement to compensate exposed community members and provide means for continuous health monitoring, less than 1% of that fund has been used within the community. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.